The choice is simple. Trump campaign unveils site warning of major tax hikes if Kamala Harris is elected. By Amy Furr on September 17, 2024. A website former President Donald Trump's campaign created warns voters in every state that their taxes will increase if Vice President Kamala Harris is elected president in November. The website highlights how much voters will have to fork over in taxes if Trump's tax cuts end in 2025, Fox News reported on Tuesday after the site was unveiled. Kamala Harris voted against the Trump tax cuts and will let them expire if she's elected, the website reads. Democrats in Washington don't care about you. They will work together with Kamala Harris to make sure you pay more taxes and have less money in your pocket, it continues. According to the Tax Foundation, if the Trump tax cuts expire, most taxpayers will see a notable tax increase. We must say no to Kamala Harris and her anti-American policies. A map on the site shows what people living in each state could expect to pay in taxes, citing data from the Tax Foundation. IRS data shows the Trump tax cuts helped America's middle class, the website notes. The average tax increase is $2,580.57, the Fox article noted. However, people living in Democrat-run states, including California and Washington, may see theirs rise to more than $3,000 and $4,000. Harris voted with other Democrats against the Trump Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017 when she was a senator, Breitbart News reported August 18. The article noted that it doubled the child tax credit, a tax credit she now hopes to dramatically raise. Now, Harris copied the Trump Vance campaign policy proposal to dramatically expand the child tax credit. After Vance first called to expand the child tax credit to $5,000, Harris soon after called to expand the credit to $6,000, the report said. Americans for Tax Reform, ATR, said in August that Harris's economic plan would make taxes rise immensely over 10 years, according to Breitbart News. In sum, ATR said that these Harris tax increases and other proposals would boost taxes by $5 trillion on American households and businesses, the report said. Trump recently pledged to end taxes on overtime, praising people who work overtime while also lamenting the fact that Washington has not been looking out for them, according to Breitbart News. The Trump campaign's national press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, told Fox regarding the tax website. When Kamala is in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin this week, will she tell voters that, on average, they will pay more than $2,000 in extra taxes each year if she is elected and lets the Trump tax cuts expire? The choice is simple, more money in your pockets with President Trump or higher taxes with Kamala Harris, she added.